Lord Jesus, please bring great conviction to our hearts and even the gift of travail and tears to our prayers, that we might aid those who are working day and night to apprehend the wicked and bring them to justice. Jesus, I beg you, please bring the lying mainstream media down forever and wake up those who are still led into lies and errors by them. Amen. Jesus began, "We are not past the critical point yet, Claire. I am still needing everything you and my people can offer me. The situation is so highly critical, and I'm counting on the love and fidelity of my chosen ones to back this up and to bring it to an outstanding conclusion. When I was ready to take you in the rapture last year, so many around the world were hungering for me, confused, broken, alone, ravaged by the wars, ravaged by the contradiction of their faith. It would have been a good time to wrap it up, but I saw that the American people were beginning to wake up from their slumber. Remarkably, many were beginning to listen to what they tagged before as some way out conspiracy fiction. There was just enough evidence coming forth to convict the guilty in their own minds. You were not the only one who saw that smiling smirk on Bush Jr.'s face. Many looked at that and wondered, why is this man not grief-stricken? Why is he smiling, or at the very least trying to suppress a smile? That touched many with doubt. Did he have foreknowledge of this event? Was he finding a perverse kind of joy in its success? The truth is coming to light, but I need your prayers to see to it that convictions are obtained. This is an issue that is very important to the American people. The entire thing was perpetrated for social, economic reasons and to kill off many of your country's finest military personnel in a bogus war and bring others to their knees, and some even to suicide in hopeless desperation. What do you suppose they thought when they saw American guns in the hands of their enemies? Yes, it broke their hearts. They were filled with contradictions and not understanding what they were seeing. Was Washington putting them there deliberately to kill them? Why? Why were there so many contradictions? He continued, without going into great depth, there are still many free who need to be brought to justice, and I'm calling for prayers that they will be captured and any further operations, like the derailed train, will be prevented. It is most serious, my people, most serious, and prayer will swing the pendulum over into success and justice being served. Ask me for the burden and I'll give it to you. I know some of you are suffering heavy losses in your families, heavy oppression, sickness and threatening difficulties springing up all around you. Yeah, that's pretty well describes our situation with Ezekiel. He had a two very bad attacks against his body, totally demonic, but just horrendous. Finally, they subsided, and that was because of the prayers that were being offered, no doubt. As our prayer warriors are with us day and night. Jesus continued, not only are these the fruit of Satanists who are again celebrating their evil doings, but also they are being allowed because I need offerings to check this fatal cancer, at least for now, in your government. Do you see, Claire, the extent of the wickedness on the earth? Is it not a miracle of mercy that the earth has not been destroyed by my Father's wrath? It is because there are still the innocent and the lost crying out, and a great purging is taking place in the Muslim community, which will eventually spearhead mass revivals, some of which have already begun. In the meantime, the world is in a state of flux and volatile. This is in addition to the arrests that are taking place around the world to purge the evil and cut off the channels used to traffic children. And when he said that, I saw the masses of people being held back from entering European countries to try and find a home and to get settled. very, very volatile masses. Sometimes I think because of the opposition from the residents of those countries. And then other times because there are people with those immigrants that are stirring up trouble as well. Jesus continued, "Much has been accomplished by your prayers. As you remember, I told you to review on the 20th the changes that have taken place because you prayed and fasted. Now I am telling you once again, return to your knees. I need you to return to your knees, lest this season turns into the biggest tragedy yet." And I had the sense, guys, that he was calling us to take another look at what's been accomplished on the 10th of January. This is just an impression I had. So let's go for this as a prayer season from now until the 10th of January, and let's look at what our prayers have accomplished during that season. I asked the Lord, "What about the coming banking transition? Are we to put up food?" Jesus answered, "Keep your focus on prayer and bringing these criminals to justice, and I will cover for you all. You are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, and I am counting on your prayers. Even in your listening ears, there are those who will oppose you in prayer and construct all manner of events and obstacles for you to have the time you need. Be prepared to make the decision that you will not compromise, and be sure to be committed to pray with fervor against these things. You have done well, my people. Please continue to fast, offer sacrifices, and pray with fervor for an end to this network of evil souls. I am truly with you in this. Through prayer, we will have the victory." And that was the end of his message. And I just wanted to say, I also got a sense that some of us, many of us, can dispatch our angels to assist those in the field that are going out, that they will have unusual breakthroughs through the power of the Holy Spirit and the angels, unusual tip-offs and breakthroughs, that they will be able to find these murderers and these people where they are hiding. Especially pray for George Soros to be arrested, a very, very, very wicked man. And he's one of the three that controls the world. Rumor has it that he's seeking asylum in Canada. Don't know about that. That's the rumor. But pray that he'll be apprehended, please, because he's the one who paid the rioters to riot all during the elections and all last year. All those people were getting $15 an hour to show up and riot. Please, please pray that this evil, wicked man and his whole network of evil will come down, will be discovered, will be routed out and brought to justice. Thank you, dear heart dwellers, for your prayers. I am so sorry that this has turned out to be a Christmas of such intrigue. But I find rather fascinating that there are purges at the end of every year. I know last year I had a purge I had to take care of, and it's like the Christmas season doesn't get to be celebration of the Lord's birth because so many trials come up at the end of the year that are going to set the tone for the next year and for a new start. They're setting the stage, purging the old is part of that. Getting rid of what is corrupt is part of that. And this year it's our government. So pray, pray, pray. Your prayers are powerful. These soldiers and these people, investigators and other people, the Marines and the Army and whoever else is looking for these people, pray, pray, pray that they will have unusual breakthroughs. And if you feel the conviction to do so, send your angels to help them. You know, the Lord's arm is long. Man's arm is very short. Man's information and understanding is very limited. But the Lord can open doors and disclose things that man would never have thought of. So let's pray that these breakthroughs will be commonplace from now until the 10th of January, 2018, and that these men will be brought to justice. The Lord bless you all, and I want to thank you so much for your contributions to our channel. It makes everything run smoothly, and we're going to have more and more things posted on our outreach tab on our website very soon. A lot of water lines are being laid so people have clean water, and latrines are being built, and it's kind of exciting, really, that we're touching such a remote area of the world. It's called the Mosquito Coast, and that's between Honduras and Nicaragua. It's the border area there where that big river is. And it's amazing, really, that we're touching that part of the world that is so impoverished. And thank you so much for your donations and for having a heart for the poor. The Lord will bless you greatly for that. You won't have to fear standing before Him and being separated in with the goats. You're definitely going to be in with the sheep. God bless you all.